welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Comic books.
Yep.
Bad comic books.
Oh, yeah.
Bad comic books. It's a great jam. I just wrote that. Someone give me money.
I feel like we should find a way. You should
I should like cut an album of like all this bullshit that I always sing at the top of the show.
Maybe we should have somebody produce a small track for like a backtrack, and I could just put you singing something over it.
And instead of like the music we currently use at the beginning of the show, it could just be me singing
new
about
theme song. You know, we get a new logo, maybe.
Sure.
We can
just be like, we have a bad comic book collection. It is shit. We'll tell you about it. Or whatever. Like, that would be our new song. It's really poppy.
Or something.
Do you want it to be metal? Like,
no metal.
Could we do some, like System of the Down type shit? Or, like...
Comics.
That's my System of the Down.
Actually, maybe that should just be our theme song. Comics!
Yeah.
Fart noise.
Yeah.
That's about right.
Why is the theme song only 2 seconds?
It's the best theme song.
Maybe we'll have to make that adjustment at some point. I've been talking about doing a new logo.
Yeah,
stuff
we
too,
need to
so.
Figure that out. We haven't figured that
Do
out
Do a refresh.
Yet.
You know, we've been doing this show for
a while.
A long time. You know, we're almost at
we're almost
200 episodes.
200.
Yeah, we're definitely around. Definitely, I think we're around 150, if not more.
Mm.
You know, we've been plugging along. I think it was since fall of 2013.
Probably.
Maybe
a little after.
Maybe the year after. I think 2014 actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
So
still doing this stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and there's a lot of comics, so can't get away from it. But
nope.
We'll get to our comic, but I guess we're going to talk about some stuff we watched.
Well, we just saw the new Krypton trailer.
Krypton.
Which is going to be a show on Sci-Fi Network.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think we just looked it up. It is about Seg-El.
Seg-El.
Who is Jor-El's father.
Superman's grandfather.
Superman's grandfather.
Who I believe that the way that, and this is the way that I understand this, I think he was created for this purpose.
I'm sure at one point Jor-El's father has been mentioned, but I don't know if he ever had a name. I have no clue.
He's never actually maybe appeared in the comics.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm certain somebody can probably correct us on that.
Sure.
According to Wikipedia, there is no link to Seg-El.
Mm-hmm.
He is just, he is Superman's grandfather. That's it.
Yeah. So. And this is supposed to take place like 200 years before Superman's birth. And developed by David S. Goyer, which that makes me a little nervous.
No.
To be honest.
Does he have a hand in Gotham, too?
I don't know, probably.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't know if anybody actually has. Who actually does Gotham?
No one does
Except
Gotham.
For what? The one. What's that guy? What is that guy? The Bruce or Bruno?
Bruno Heller?
Yeah. What did he do?
Oh, did he create it, maybe?
No, but he was involved in, was it Deadwood or something? Or
I don't know.
Whatever show it was that he was a part of, you know, what he used to run.
I don't know.
But, yeah.
Developed by David S. Goyer. Showrunner is the same guy who did Sleepy Hollow for the first season.
Yeah.
Which the first season of Sleepy Hollow was great. And then it just fucking became the Katrina show and nobody gave a fuck about it. And then it was done.
It's not on anymore, is it?
Oh, no. No. It got absolutely canceled. Because it was so good. That first season was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great. He had Clancy Brown, even though he got killed in the first episode. And it was just awesome. And then it became this weird, let's talk about Ichabod's dead wife.
Mm.
And it's just really the second season focused on her and, pushed the main character to the side and nobody cared anymore. And then the third season, Abby left the show, the woman, Nicole Bahari, or whatever her name is. She left the show because they were treating her like garbage. She left the show. The guy who played Ichabod stayed, but then he, became, an X-Files guy where he, worked for the government and, went to D.C. or something.
Really?
Yeah, I never watched.
Wow.
I never watched it past. Or maybe it was season 4. I don't remember.
Man, that show went off the rails.
It did. It absolutely went off the rails.
All I just remember was just a lot of him being like, oh, I'm new to this town, and oh my god, iPhones, or time, or whatever.
Yeah,
iPhones.
He would like start complaining about modern technology, and that was always the best part of
and
the
now
show.
And now he's fucking Mulder.
Yeah, I don't remember, actually, that might have been season 4 where he went like, government-y. But I know I didn't watch it past like...
Wow.
Like season 2, so...
That's kind of like how... It's
it went off the fucking rails.
That's kind of like one of those shows where like... It's like Gotham is still on.
Yeah.
We talk about that a lot, talk about Gotham a lot, but it's really, it's crazy that there are TV shows that are still on the air.
Well, that happens all the time, where I'll like see a billboard for something, and I'm like, that show's still a thing?
Or you just hear about
it. And it's been on for like 8 seasons, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Like, there's this one that show, exists. There's this one sitcom on ABC, I think it's finished this year, but it's called The Metal.
Oh, okay.
And... It has, I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, except
it doesn't
exists.
Really, it exists where people, like, it doesn't have, like, in my perception, at least, it doesn't have big actors in it.
Yeah.
It's just a sitcom about a family and about people and the family and they, you know, things that goes on in this family. And it's been on for fucking ever.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Goldbergs, but the Goldbergs, you know, it feel that there's more of like a, the comedy style that I like,
sure,
fits into a lot of that.
Yeah,
but, which I never watched.
I've never watched either. There's so much, you know, because we're cord cutters. Mm. Just because cable TV is too fucking expensive.
Well, it's not a cable. I mean, we can watch those things on network TV because we have an antenna, but we never do.
Yeah, it's just we never do because we're just like, you know, when we first moved out here, we couldn't afford cable.
No.
So we did just a lot of, we needed internet and that was it. And we just never went back to having
still
cable.
Still can't afford cable as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, I don't want to pay for it. You kidding? Yeah, I'm like, well, fine, we'll just watch Netflix and, you know, we'll just check out stuff on the antenna. Like when the Super Bowl comes on, we'll watch it on the antenna.
Literally, the only thing we watch
literally, we have an antenna.
And our antenna is now is our award shows.
And the Super Bowl.
And Super Bowl. And by award shows, I mean we watch the Golden Globes, the Oscars.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl. That's it.
That's all we watch. Yeah.
I can't think of anything else in the past.
Sometimes we would watch Gotham.
Well, actually, right. We would watch Gotham.
Yeah.
We haven't really caught up on follow through with Gotham lately.
Yeah.
And then for a while, we were watching Arrow and The Flash.
When they came on.
You know, but it was one of those things, too, where once you miss a few episodes once you can miss a few episodes and you're normally not aware that you can watch it. Like, for instance, like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, like you can actually watch that when it's on.
Yeah. And I never do. I always watch it the next day on the website.
It's right. But the thing is all about the CW is that it used to be where you can get them on Hulu.
Yeah. And now you have to go to their app.
Yeah. It's a pain in the ass.
Which they don't have the app for like the PlayStation or something.
Yeah. On the place that I actually watch TV.
Right. So we have to watch it on the computer and we don't want to watch it on the computer. It's just this whole just fucking nonsense.
But getting back to this Krypton show.
Yeah. Which Krypton. If this doesn't show up on like Hulu or Netflix, we'll never see it.
No, it might because it's sci-fi and sci-fi is a part of like NBC.
Sure. It might
that
show
stuff.
Up on
and
Hulu,
I feel. Captures a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So it's very possible that we might be able to see that uploaded as it happens.
Yeah, it might be. We might catch the episode like a week late or something.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. At least we could see. I mean, that's the same thing with Supergirl, too. It's like, I should watch.
Well, Supergirl's on the CBS app. That's the whole reason we wait for it to come to Netflix.
Oh, no. Supergirl's on CW now.
Oh, that's right. They moved it.
They
but
moved
again,
it from CBS to CW, but it's
same
one of
problem. We need the app, so we're gonna wait till it goes.
Or you
on
have
Netflix.
To wait till the season's over because I just got the notification that Crazy Ex-Girlfriend season the season before the one that just ended.
Season 3.
Was it season? Is it season 3 or season 4 that just ended?
Season 3 that just ended, but it just went up.
See, that's the thing. So it's already up.
Yeah, it's already up.
And so if Supergirl's probably already backed up. You know, that's one of those things where we are so behind in all
know.
This stuff.
Because there's so much shit. That's the thing. There's just so much of it. Like, I want to watch Westworld. I've never watched Westworld.
We have access to Westworld.
We have access to it. I have never put it on. I should probably catch up on Game of Thrones. Haven't done it. You know what I mean? Like, there's...
At this point, forget Game of Thrones. I mean,
I might have to. I mean, kind of, sometimes I'm like, oh, I heard the last episode was so cool. Big fight. Want to see it. But,
whatever.
Like, I'm so behind on so much of this. Like, apparently Legends of Tomorrow got great. In the second season? I don't know. We just stopped watching like halfway through the first.
I feel like I should...
There's just so much of it I need to catch up on.
Watching on Arrow and The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow and Supergirl.
Yeah.
And and this is something... I remember for years...
Oh, and Black Lightning? We haven't seen that yet?
Yeah, Black Lightning and obviously Krypton. Gotham. And then, of course...
Gotham is Gotham.
and then, of course, there's... well, also the Marvel stuff, so I haven't... Because Night... I'll say this. Iron Fist really knocked me out.
Yeah, Iron Fist was tough. I don't think we even made it through Iron Fist.
We didn't finish Iron Fist because it just put me really in a bad, just really sour. I don't know why. It made me angry. I just don't want to do it.
I think
this.
A lot of people, that happened with a lot of people. Because Iron Fist, to me, what happened with Iron Fist is just what happens with most Marvel TV shows on Netflix, just like times 12.
Yeah.
Because it was like, you know how a Marvel, like Daredevil season 2,
mm-hmm.
could have been so much tighter.
Yeah.
If they cut out a couple of those middle episodes that I feel they don't need.
Yeah.
If they just, instead of making it 13, if they just went, oh, we're just going to do 8. Yeah. And then it would have been really tight, just right to the point, really great. But it did like lag there in the middle. And I feel a lot of them do that because they're trying to stretch it.
Yeah.
Iron Fist, I feel, just lagged from the very beginning.
It was a super commitment. And it's still a commitment. And I still feel like obligated to finish watching that so that I can get into the Defenders.
Well, and not only that, but Jessica Jones is coming back too.
Well, there's the new Punisher.
Oh, that's right. We still haven't seen Punisher.
I haven't watched the Punisher yet. And the thing is that I love, obviously from this show, people know I'm a big Defenders fan.
Yeah.
But it is not the Defenders that I care about.
Yeah, this isn't your cast.
It's just a bunch of, it's just literally being like, well, we did a bunch of stuff and now we're calling the Defenders. I'm like, look, there's no Doctor Strange. It's not Hulk and Silver Surfer and Namor fucking around, okay?
Right.
Or whatever. You want to get, you know, getting deep with all these other weirdos.
Yeah.
And there's none of that, you know, and you're just, you granted, yeah, I mean, I'm certain, I don't know. I have to get to it. Yeah. And I feel like at some point I will. Because here's the thing. So playing that Lego game, I've kind of been more like, oh, okay, maybe I should check more stuff out.
Sure.
You know, I kind of, it's piquing my interest. Because I need something like that where I'm immersed in it to be, like, be more into it. Like, so obviously I'll still always stick with wrestling. But for a while, I was focused on watching a lot of wrestling and playing the wrestling games. You know, and I've kind of moved aside from the arcade thing that I got.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm playing this Lego game and it's a very immersive game because, you know, you're only got, there's so many facets to it. We've talked about this and I want to complete it and it's a lot of fun. Like I look forward to doing it. And then it kind of piques my interest in all this comic book stuff more so.
Yeah.
Not that we don't say we do this show and we read the comics, we have fun.
Of course.
But like, if I was really like hardcore about it, I would have everything. I'd be reading stuff.
Oh, we would have already been done with Punisher and done, you know.
Yeah,
like,
reading and watching.
We wouldn't
everything.
Miss this shit.
We wouldn't miss this shit.
The problem is there's other things that, like, for me, I went on such a binge of, you know, because I just finished my novel.
Yeah.
So I just finished it. I wrote a romance novel for the very first time. I've never written a romance novel before. So I went through just powering through romance novels.
Yeah.
Because they're easy to read. Like, they're super quick, and they're formulaic, and you know what's going on. So I was like, okay, what am I learning? I have to learn from these books, blah, blah, blah. So I powered through romance novels. I watched romantic comedies on Netflix, on Hulu, on Amazon Prime, whatever I could find, because I was just trying to be like, I want to get myself into this space where I'm hitting the right beats because that's what's expected of the romance novel. So I've been doing that for a very long time.
The thing about you that's different from myself is that you're more apt to just watch a lot of dramas or just random shows that are on like Amazon and Netflix or Hulu or just places that you can access it that maybe pique your interest or just something like you're more willing to just be like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And then you power through it. So I'm like, because you're always watching stuff that I'm like, I have no idea what this is.
Well, that happens a lot, especially. So my routine is such that I get up in the morning.
Right.
And I have my shows that I watch in the morning when I put on my makeup. So right now, Friday, RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
Because that's on. Oh my God, RuPaul's Drag Race. And there's a new season coming out in March. I'm so excited. It's going to be great. But when, you know, and then I'll catch the X-Files. You know, when they put up a new episode.
Have you been watching it?
I have. Okay. Yeah. So I'll catch the X-Files on like certain days. So there were certain days when it's like, oh, X-Files is on Wednesday because they showed on Thursday. I catch it on Hulu. Then RuPaul's Drag Race on Friday morning. But what do I watch Monday, Tuesday, Thursday? And that's when I'll just go on Netflix and be like, oh, this is a dumb Western show that looks weird. I will binge this whole fucking thing while I'm putting my makeup on.
I know. You've been crazy into Westerns lately.
Well, you know, I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm going to check this out. So I checked out this really weird show called Strange Empire.
Yeah.
I don't know if I liked it, but I watched the whole thing because I got to have something to do when I'm putting my makeup on.
I'm surprised
so
that
that's,
you.
I'm that's what I ended up doing, and like I binge watched that Gillian Anderson show, The Fall, I think it was called,
okay.
Where she plays like a British detective. She's great. She, you know, Gillian Anderson's just great, yeah, in general. So I watched that.
Is it the only thing though where it's easier for you to do it on the computer? Because that's one thing I know. I always
in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In the morning, I will sit because I've got my computer. I've got my makeup. I'm just doing my shit. Put my makeup on. Watch. Kind of like just watching something. I don't know why I have to do it that way, but that's how I get into shows. Like, I binge watched all of Archer that way.
Yeah.
So I just finished the last season they just put up on Hulu.
Yeah. I don't know how it is. I don't know why it is that I can't do that. Like, if there's something about, like, I feel like I should, because there's a lot of content that I could really dedicate to. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, granted, I do that with wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, the only thing I do that with is NXT.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I mean, NXT is great and I watch it, but I've been like super committed to watching weekly episodes of NXT at some point before then, you know, catching up on them. Like, and I usually don't get more than like two episodes behind, if at all. And it's just, that's just how I just watch it. So I'm very familiar with like all these call ups and people like that where, you know, and I don't watch Raw. Mm-hmm. You know, I just read the results. I don't watch SmackDown because I just read the results. We don't have cable, so whatever. But yeah, it's kind of, it's weird that I figured I would, you know, have access. At some point I would be like, okay, I'm going to watch all this Supergirl, or I'm going to, well, I think a lot of times I want to watch stuff with you,
mm-hmm,
and I feel like I can't watch something because I feel like maybe you and I should watch it. Cause a lot of the stuff that you're watching, I don't,
well, that's
I don't have any interest in.
Well, that's exactly the thing. Cause I'm not going to watch Supergirl when I'm doing my makeup in the morning. Cause I know you want to see it. You know what I mean?
I would enjoy it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to wait. That's a show we're going to watch together.
But then you
when I'm going to sit there and watch, I know you don't care about RuPaul's Drag Race. I'm going to watch RuPaul's Drag, yeah, Race. I'm going to binge watch Archer, though. I really think you would like it. And
I think I would like Archer.
It.
And I think when we watch it, I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's great.
But
it's really funny.
But it's not something where it's like, if it'd be one thing of where if we were just like, hey, let's just watch it together. Like, we do that with Forensic Files.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Where it's
just on.
It's just on. Like, we just have it.
And that's kind of how a lot of these shows are for me. They're just on in the background, and I'm like, oh, it's a good show.
But that's the thing. It's like, you figured, I feel like I, because I love watching Forensic Files, and I love,
yeah,
making that commitment to watching Forensic Files. You know, when we just are both just like, hey, what do you want to watch? Whatever, Forensic Files.
Yeah,
you know, if we don't want to watch a movie or something like that.
Yeah.
I kind of only like watching movies on the weekends.
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel like it does? I did have a spell for a minute when I was watching, and I could still do this, where I was watching movies on Vudu at like in the evening, like at, mm-hmm, night, just random stuff, like just stuff that I'm like, okay, I haven't seen it yet. But now it's all, again, it's another thing too, where it's like I watched Fast 8 by myself.
You had to watch it again.
And then I had to watch it again with you. And it's like, I kind of want to, like, sometimes it's like I say, if I want to watch it, or if I want to watch Alien Covenant. I don't think you care about Alien.
No, I don't care about Alien and Covenant.
But
I would like to watch it.
Yeah, it's a thing. That's the thing. It's like, when we're just sitting around, I think it's kind of what it boils down to. When we're just sitting around like, hey, what do you want to watch? We don't really, especially on a weeknight,
yeah,
we don't want to commit.
That's the thing. I don't want to commit. I want to be able to be like, that's kind of the same reason that I don't like to watch movies when I'm doing my makeup in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, I could see that being a challenge.
Yeah, I don't want to watch a movie. I just want to get a TV show, because by the time that TV show is done, I'm done too.
Yeah.
And then I'm out. So I've got my one episode or whatever.
Yeah, and you got something to look forward to,
yeah,
the next time.
It's in and out. I'm done. And it's super easy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I don't tend to like watch a movie. It's because then I have to stop in the middle, come back the next day. I don't like that shit. So,
yeah, no, I get it.
TV shows are easier. That's why I end up watching such random shit, because I'm just like, oh, it's a TV show.
Yeah. That being said, I guess we could talk a minute. I'm going to talk a minute about, I guess we'll just finish up with this Krypton thing, because, so we watched this trailer, and it's really funny because we're watching it and there's this part where.
Just some dude in a hoodie.
Just some dude in a hoodie. Like, just some schmuck.
We're like, who the fuck is that guy?
He's like, your grandson's going to be great. And I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Right.
And who's that? Who's
and he
this?
Also hands him a cape.
He hands him a cape
with the S on it. We're like, wait, that doesn't make any sense, because the S is the. Should have, whatever, okay,
it's,
fine.
Is Superman where, back around, be like, hey, where's my cape? And, you know, and it turns out that this person...
It's Adam Strange.
It's Adam Strange, who apparently is now time traveling. I think that was something he does. I just thought he just transports between planets because...
Well, apparently he also... Maybe he's really old. I don't know. He also time travels. But I guess the big bad in this TV show is going to be Brainiac.
Uh-huh.
And there was actually a picture on...
Well, there's video. Yeah, there's a
trailer, video. There's a trailer, too. But there's a picture just of Brainiac on the DC news Instagram feed, and he looks fucking cool.
He looks great.
He looks great, and that's exciting. I'm glad they're finally doing something with Brainiac.
He's definitely been a character, with the exception of maybe like the last Lego game they did for DC. He was a big part of it, and I know that, you know, obviously he's had his due in comics and everything like that. But
animated movies.
Movies and stuff like that. But in terms of like the movie, like the live action stuff.
Yeah, he's never shown up. It's always Zod. Or Luther.
Yeah, it's always gonna be Zod or Luther. I feel that they were going to, like, he was always a option for a lot of the time, but they just decide not to go with it.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like it's one of those things. Now they're finally doing it.
Yeah.
And he's gonna be in the show. And in terms of like how it looks, like, he looks great. The character looks great. The design looks great. I don't know. I'm certain it's going to be.
Yeah. We'll find out how it goes, but
yeah,
it's cool that they're using him. I mean, cause I kind of feel like Batman movies have kind of dodged this, but they do that a lot with the Joker, where it's like, here's the Joker again. Here's more Joker. But at least every once in a while, you'll get a Penguin or a Two-Face or a Scarecrow. You know what I mean?
Well, I think that was the thing that not people, but at least for me, with Batman Begins, it really kind of made it stand out, is that they were like, hey, Scarecrow.
Yeah.
He's the big bad. And then we get to the Joker, and then we get the Bane. Like, it's kind of, different path.
Yeah.
And instead of just being like, Batman and Joker, here you go, bam.
Yeah.
You know, and also,
because I feel like the video games kind of fell into that.
Yeah, well, of course.
Which I love the Arkham video games. Like, I love Arkham City and Arkham Asylum. And
Arkham
all that
City
stuff.
Focuses a lot on Penguin.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, you've got to fight the Joker.
Yeah,
you've always got to fight the Joker. Hey, here's the Joker. And apparently, I haven't played Arkham
Knight.
Yeah. Is that the latest? But apparently, he's in it too, even though he's dead.
Yeah.
But it's like a psychological thing or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I mean, cool. And I get it. But let's talk about somebody else. That's why I like the Riddler in those games.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of always there, and you got to, like, do the trophies and the riddles.
It's like when you go to pick up a Catwoman toy, he's like, you idiot, that's not for you.
Yeah. That one's not yours.
And it's kind of like that in the Lego games, where if you go, not everybody does it, but, like, for a lot of guys, that ones that talk, that have, like, speak,
mm-hmm.
they go up to, like, something that they can't do.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, I can't do that. You know, or, like, or just... They'll just be like angry, or they'll just be like, oh, maybe somebody else could do this, you know? And you clearly know who it is, but it's silly. But
I'm glad they're bringing Brainiac. We'll see how it goes. I think it's like, it's hard for me because they're like, the entire planet of Krypton is in danger.
But yeah.
So yeah, but this is Superman's grandfather.
Uh huh.
So we know that no matter what he does, it doesn't fucking matter because Krypton will eventually explode.
It's gonna work out. It's kind of like Gotham. It's like, you know, it's gonna eventually gonna work out. I don't know how you mean work out in quotes.
It's not gonna work out. Everybody in Krypton's gonna die. So no matter how hard he fights for this planet, he really does. He's only got one more generation. That's it. It's all he's got.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, eventually, you know how the story ends. You know, it's probably gonna eventually.
That's why for me, it's hard. For me to be like, oh no, how's he gonna best Brainiac? It's like, it doesn't really matter if he best Brainiac, because this planet is doomed anyway.
Yeah, because they're gonna fuck the planet for resources.
Unless we decide to just, like, oh, it's an Elseworld, it's an alternate timeline, and da da da. But then Adam Strange's appearance doesn't make any sense, and et cetera.
Well, maybe he's an alternate Adam Strange. Apparently, also Doomsday will be on this, and
that doesn't make
any
sense either.
Well, I mean, Doomsday is a creation of Krypton. You know, basically, they just tried to.
Kryptonian creation?
Yeah. He basically. So, I'm going to read, because it's always fascinating.
Yeah, read that, because I've heard he was created to kill Superman specifically.
He was born in prehistoric times on Krypton, long before the humanoid Kryptonian race gained dominance. It was a violent, hellish world of only the strongest creatures could survive, in a cruel experiment involving evolution intended to create the perfect living being. An alien scientist released a humanoid infant onto the surface planet on the surface, and he was killed by the environment, but then they just kept repeating that by generating a new being off of that beings, and using the remains to create a stronger version. And the agony of these deaths are recorded in his genes, driving the creature to hate all life. And so eventually it becomes Doomsday, and it could be Doomsday. And that's basically how that works.
I always remember him being like a lab.
Well, that's essentially what it is.
No, but like a human lab. And he was created and he's like, remember, don't you remember like Superman Doomsday or even in the Justice League cartoon where it was like he's being held and they're just torturing him and showing him videos of Superman. So he constantly hates Superman.
Well, right. Yeah. I mean, that's the Cliff Notes version of it. You know, I think obviously in the actual DC canon, that's how it was.
Meh.
You know, in the comics, you know, he's just basically just a being bred to be angry all the time.
Okay. I like the one better where it's humans have created him so they can destroy Superman because humans are garbage.
Oh, yeah. No.
That to me makes more sense.
Yeah. But, yeah. So that's, and so I don't know. We'll watch it.
If we can.
What the hell is Hawkgirl doing in it?
Right. I mean, that makes a little bit more sense to me.
Well, if you got Adam Strange, you got Rand, Thanagar. You maybe got something going on there.
Sure.
You know what? Make the Rand Thanagar Holy War or the Rand Thanagar War. That'd be fun. I like. I've actually have that trade. I think I can't remember if I finished it or not, but I like it. We read the Holy War on the show,
and I liked it. I liked it a lot. Actually,
there's some stuff, and there's. I feel like I want to kind of capture all that related stuff because it's a lot. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's Jim Starlin kind of influence. He wrote it, but cool. Well, we talked about Krypton.
Krypton.
And if you have thoughts about Krypton, you can share them on our Facebook page.
Yeah. You want to watch Krypton?
You want to watch Krypton?
Krypton.
Maybe I wish the theme song would just be
Krypton.
Marlon Brando would just be like Krypton. And it's just over some music.
Marlon Brando phoning in a performance.
Just like his face showing up. Krypton. Krypton. It's like that's a weird title sequence.
Yeah, this is very strange.
Actually, why can't that be like that'd be a great thing for like any TV show?
Space Dad or Space Granddad?
No, just for like any TV show. Like, imagine if like if that was how all TV, like, or not all, but just like a TV show started it. Like,
oh shit, that's our new theme song.
No, but if it's on TV.
Oh, I just wanted to be our new theme song.
What, Krypton?
Yeah, just put it to a beat.
Krypton. No, if it was like, say for instance, if it was like Cheers. It was just like the theme music, but you didn't have any words. And then it just had Ted Danson's face kind of like superimposed, comes up and he just goes, Cheers.
Oh, I thought you were just going to say like, it was just Cheers, the title sequence as is. And then it's like Cheers, filmed before a live studio audience. And then Marlon Brando's face pops up and goes, Krypton. And then it just shows the bar.
It's like, this is Woody Harrelson just like, this ain't Krypton. Are we on space? Oh.
I think we should definitely take Krypton, sample it, and put it to a beat, and that's our new...
Oh, man, could we become, like, a big SoundCloud producer?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I think.
We can be, like, a Dead Mouse.
Dead Mouse.
And we can be DJs.
Crypt Mouse.
And really hip youngs can dance to our music. Did you just sigh when I said hip youngs?
I just have to sigh when I think about being so old.
Oh, I know. We're too
but not
old.
That we're not that old.
Yeah, we are. We're ancient.
No, we're not. Although this book will date us.
Well, there's shit in this book that I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's some references they drop, and I'm like, I know all of those.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. There's some hardcore 90s references.
They really are.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk about our book for this week.
The Too Old, Too New Podcast. A show dedicated to reviewing books from the bins and recent reads.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Seth. Be sure to listen to us on our Too Old,
Too New comic book podcast, where we talk about two old comic books and two new comic books every episode.
Comic book fans, don't miss out. Too Old, Too New is available on iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and Google Play.
Krypton. 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 I'm assuming that's what that noise is. Do you like my song?
I did.
That's our new theme song.
We should get Michael Winslow from Police Academy to record.
Yeah, what's he doing these days? I'm sure he could just come over to our apartment.
I saw him do stand-up once.
What do you think, like $25 or?
Oh, what? What I paid?
Yeah, how much would it cost to get us to do Michael Winslow to do our theme song?
No, it probably costs us a bunch. You know?
I know, I'm just being a pain in the ass.
He probably like, yeah, you know, you need to pay me my fee, because I don't know what he does.
Yeah, what does Michael Winslow do these days?
We'll find out. He was really good at making noises, though.
Yeah.
I saw him do stand-up once, and he was actually a very nice guy.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Got to meet him after me and the Big Mosh.
Did he just make a bunch of noises?
Yeah, he just went, hey, Big Boss.
No, I mean, like, on stage.
Yeah, he did a bunch of that.
Yeah, yeah.
He did a bunch of that. Yeah, he doesn't really have, like, a thing. He's like, yeah, you know.
Sounds like this.
Yeah, he's like, hey, you know, this is a thing that happens. Like, if you ever go to a hotel and you're, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that's how he does it. Yeah, there's also a guy who opened for him that had this one bit where he just talked about, like, he had a bunch of, like, huge euphemisms for sex or something. For cunnilingus or something. Like, that was, like, his bit where he did the whole... he did, like, a like 5 minutes worth of that or whatever. That was, like, the majority of his act.
Uh-huh.
And then he just printed them all on a shirt and you could buy the shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that guy... That, I don't know if that guy went on to do anything, but... Well, his last name was Dave Ing.
Okay.
Ing.
Ing, I-N-G.
I-N-G.
Yeah.
But he was... Yeah, it was... Like, that's a... It's a unique last name.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave Ing. Dave Ing, if you want to redo our theme song, you might be, we could hook that up.
Cunnilingus theme song.
You want to do our Cunnilingus Krypton mashup? Or something.
No.
So.
Sorry. No, I'm just thinking like, eating pussy, meow, Krypton.
We gotta get Marlon Brando, and then we gotta get Dave Ing, you know, to do her thing. Dave Ing, do your thing.
All right, so, what are we reading?
Our book this week is Justice for Balance. That's the subtitle.
Yeah, four. Spelled like the number four.
Yeah, because it's not Justice for Balance, it's right. Justice for Balance.
Four.
Which I don't like that because it doesn't, I don't know what that means.
It doesn't really mean anything, and also this is not a good cover.
No, all the covers are kind of like this.
And
too.
Especially the way that this, like, Justice is written, like, all like, oh man, cool font, but then For Balance is underneath it, and it's in this purple font, but it's kind of over the blue and red Justice, so it blends right in.
And
it's not graphically, it is not a good thing.
No, and it's not like highlighted, so you can't really tell.
You can't really
actually,
read
can't
it. It's hard to
it.
Read.
And then for whatever reason, they decided to make the background for a lot, I think a lot of these, I can't remember if the other ones are like, I think the other ones are like this.
Like a newspaper.
Yeah, but this, like, the other one's like a newspaper where, and it has kind of like, give you, tell
background.
You like, what's the background about the story.
Can't read it all though.
I mean, you can actually read it, but
you can, but there's a big chunk of it missing because right in the center is Justice.
Yeah.
On his knees holding the body of a girl, which, by the way, does not happen.
Is he holding? I mean, I think he's symbolically holding the body.
Yeah, it's symbolically, but he doesn't actually hold. It's,
yeah.
There's a girl who is dead, and he has to figure out why she is dead.
Yeah.
He is holding her body, even though she dies before he gets involved.
So, because you could, the title is like the Daily Bugle, and it's young. It says, like, youth gang accused of murder, I think that's what it says. And Superhero brings in street Yancey street gang, and you see a bunch of the street urchins that are the Yancey street gang. And then you got Ben Grimm in the corner here looking all crusty.
Yeah.
You know, he's there's a reason behind that. I can explain that. But,
yeah.
And so this actually, I'm sorry. So this is Justice number four, balance number one from September 1994. So, and this is a new Warriors adjacent comic.
Mm.
So get ready for excitement, which is, it's weird too, because we're doing another new Warriors book, adjacent book. I don't know why, but it's just kind of how it shakes down. Because new Warriors, I've always find them very boring. And especially when we've done it on the show, but this isn't bad, you know, or is it, it's bad, but it works for us. And so this one actually is also written by Fabian Nicesia.
Yeah, this is not his first time on the show.
No, welcome back.
Yeah, we've done quite a few books that he has written.
Yeah, and then the art is also, I want to point out here, the art is by a guy named Craig Brassfield.
Okay.
And I don't like this art. I think it's not the best.
It's not the best. It's not, I mean, I don't hate it. There are some art, like, there are some books that I actually can't read because I don't like the art. This one is not one of them.
I often, you know what's funny? I think about it. I love Keith Giffen books, mm-hmm. but I hate his art.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like his art. So
yeah, there's a Batman, and I can't remember.
Was it the Dick Sprang one?
No, it was. I think it's the Arkham.
Oh,
is it Arkham Asylum?
Dave McKean?
No, it was Neil. Did Neil Gaiman write it?
Yeah, it was Dave McKean.
I can't read it. I cannot. I've heard it's such a great story. I'm sure it's awesome, but I can't. The art just, I can't.
The minute
I see it, I'm like, nope, thank you.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
I have that problem too. I think Dave McKean also did the Black Orchid
mm-hmm.
with Neil Gaiman, and that's, you know, it's a good story, but it's
I'm sure it's a great story, it's hard to read.
It's hard, at least in my opinion. Yeah, in your opinion too.
I can't do it. I know it's like, it's stylistic and I get it and I get the whole point behind it, but just for me to look at an entire book filled with that,
yeah,
I can't do it.
So I had trouble with the microphone today.
Are you okay?
It's not in my mouth. Okay.
You want to put mic in your mouth? Just like shove it in your face like it's a hamburger.
Mmm. I want a hamburger.
Sorry.
So For Balance, Justice, part one, Rock Crushes Scissors. The new warrior's straight arrow takes deadly aim and at our troubled times. Oh boy. In a four-part limited series.
Now, so Justice, he has...
He has a scale.
He has a scale.
Like a scale of justice.
He has like a visor like Cyclops, kind of.
Yeah, he
which
just,
is kind of weird.
He just changed his outfit recently. So he went from being Marvel Boy. He went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came out and he was like, I'm Justice now. And so they gave him like this weird like red wraparound visor. And he's mm-hmm. got like the exposed hair. But he's got like the
cowl that goes up the side.
Face cowl.
It's a side cowl, but apparently it only goes up to his hairline because he's got this lovely coif.
Oh yeah,
this is like a Kurt Russell coif.
It is
from
actually,
the 80s.
You know what is it? That is a not quite, but it is
but it's
a
close
to Kurt Russell. Yes.
Yeah, it's a lovely coif. He's got like a blue suit with like a white stripe kind of thing down the front of it. He's got a cape.
It's a very gaudy 90s outfit, but not.
Oh, and a red belt with pouches.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't forget the pouches.
I almost forgot about the pouches.
You can't forget about pouches.
I looked at it, I was like, oh, yeah. What does he need pouches for?
That's really good. What is he carrying? Maybe a breath mint.
Do you think he's like, oh, my breath stinks from fighting crime?
I'm assuming since he doesn't need a utility belt like a Batman, he's got like breath mints, maybe his keys.
Mm.
He's got to be able to put them somewhere.
That's
he doesn't want to lock himself out of the house.
It's kind
of
like how Animal Man. He justified wearing his his blue leather or whatever his leather jacket,
yeah,
because he needed a place to keep his keys.
I mean, that makes sense.
That was explicitly why he wore that.
Well, I mean, like, what else are you gonna do? You don't want to lock yourself out.
No.
And if it were today, you got to find a place to put your phone.
Gotta keep your key card.
Yeah, I mean, you got your shit, man.
You gotta keep your wallet. What if you need to pick up a snack?
Exactly. You gotta have a couple bucks on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. But I mean, at the same time, it's like. You know, his powers are mental based.
Yeah.
You know, like he's basically like Green Lantern with his mind.
Right. I'm like, what do you need pouches for?
What do you need pouches for? Do you need like a snack pack?
Yeah. Dunkaroos.
It's got some Toll House cheese. Toll House cheese spread. He just takes a minute. He gets that little red stick.
Exactly. Like those little craft packs where you used to have like the cheese and the club cracker.
Oh, yeah.
Man, yeah, did I love those as a kid.
He's taking it. Oh, yeah. I used to love those.
Oh, you know, I love those.
In the 90s, that's what we had.
Yeah. Because, I mean, such a waste of packaging.
Oh, yeah.
A big glop of cheese and some crackers.
But I will tell you this. I would be excited as shit to get those.
Oh, man. We loved those when we were kids. Like my mom would buy them and we'd have them in our lunches.
Oh,
it was the best thing. And then when she'd buy them in the summer,
mm-hmm.
we would take it would be our snack. And then we were playing Barbies. We'd break the cracker and put a little cheese, and then it was a sandwich for Barbie. So you'd like put it on a little plate. And then of course
she'd
you
eat
ate
cheese
it.
Sandwich.
Yeah, she'd eat a cheese sandwich. And you break it, and so you put it on the plate in front of her and Ken, and they'd be like, "Oh, what a good dinner!" And then you just eat the whole thing. We used to do that all the time.
That's creative.
Yeah, just like when we used to have tea parties with water and use marshmallows as our sugar cubes.
Oh boy.
We're classy.
Yeah. So he's holding it and he's holding a scale, and for some reason
that's the baddie
at the end is guy who's we'll find out his daughter's been
blah 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 daughter.
And then the other, but he's weighing more.
than the other side of the scale, which has Firestar and Ben Grimm.
And let us also, we'll get to this. Grimm is wearing a mask.
He's wearing a mask. He's wearing a metal helmet. And
we'll talk about it.
So we start off the girl that we just mentioned, who's this guy's daughter.
Yeah. I forgot
her name.
But we don't know that yet.
Allison.
So all we know is this is a runaway. And man, when you run away to the city, you get sucked into the drugs and the dregs. And people take advantage of you, and it sucks. So she's like running along a rooftop. There's somebody behind her. Her name's Allison.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you have nowhere left to go. So she jumps off the roof to try to get to the other building. Barely makes it, but there's like a bunch of dudes on top of the other building. So she slips. Like it kind of crumbles because it's like a condemned building.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she falls and she dies.
This makes me very nervous because I always have a worry of, like, if I'm being chased, like, could I do that? No.
Are you going to run up to the top of a building?
Well, if I'm being chased, if it's something, I'm just saying, like, if it ever happened where I had to be chased, you know, say this is the apocalypse, you know, the apocalypse times. Or
I'm dying instantly.
I know. We're dead. But I'm saying, like I'm saying, if
by some miracle we survive?
If by some miracle, like, I'm still around.
Oh, man.
And I'm trying to run, I ain't making between buildings.
I'm not even going to try. You can...
I'm just hitting building and I'm falling and I'm a smear. This, unfortunately, which is what this girl does.
Yeah, pretty much.
So she falls and there's like
all these feet. I don't know where these people, like, they came out of like a...
Well, this is
like,
the anti-street gang. They witnessed this.
Yeah, so they come out of the sewer and out of doors and out of a box.
They're like, this is what,
they're like fucking roaches. I don't know.
I don't know. It's, okay. This is the 90s in Manhattan.
Mm.
Was it is like
this,
that?
Is this pre-Giuliani, though? This is what we have to figure out because...
No, I think it was around Giuliani.
Well, Giuliani, is this when he came in and started cleaning shit up? Because, yeah, back in the 80s, New York was a fucking mess. I don't know if you could hide... I mean, not a fucking mess, but there were parts of New York that were gross. Like, do you remember those pictures of the subway covered in graffiti and, like, all that sort of stuff? It was a dangerous place.
To our New York listeners that grew up in the city... Please let us know if back in the early 90s, if you could hide in trash cans and sewers.
Yeah.
Like Oscar the fucking Grouch and shit.
Well, I mean, that was also like back in the day, like Boston, like Government Center used to be a mess. They called it the fucking combat zone.
Really?
Like all down there, like where Emerson is now, that whole place was seedy as shit.
Mm.
It was a mess, but now it's like they cleaned it up and like, you know, super nice and whatever. Ooh. And did that happen to... New York too, because wasn't Times Square just like CD porno theater?
That's hard for me to picture because I've never had that.
Me either,
experience.
But that's from what I've heard and pictures I've seen.
I know
it used
existed,
to be CD
yeah.
strip clubs and porno theaters and blah 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 blah, and now it's like, you know, M&M stores and all that.
TGI Fridays,
shit. Yeah, just chain stores everywhere.
Go to Olive Garden and get yourself a pizza bowl.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe this is like right as it was changing. I don't know.
So these Utes. They're Utes.
Utes.
They're like old stickball Utes, which is that's what bothers me about the. It's like the Newsboy Legion.
Yes.
Where it's like, okay.
Where they all talk like they're fucking 1940s street urchins who have no parents.
Right. And look, I understand they're runaways, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's hard for me to understand. I don't know.
I feel like it's, there's a lot of that in this book where I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel like it's adults trying to guess at what runaway teenage slang would sound like.
Yeah, they're like, oh, this is what a kid sounds like. I was like, hey, Jimmy, stickball.
Yeah, and I, you know, there's a lot of like the way it's written phonetically.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if anybody talks that way.
Yeah. So they figure out this girl.
Yeah.
They see this girl and they go, is this the young lady? And they're like, oh, yeah, she ain't going no spring dances no more. I'm like, what?
Yeah, and I'm like, here's the thing. Would a kid say that?
She ain't go to no spring social.
Yeah, who? I don't think anybody would ever say that in the 90s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
I've never looked at a fallen person.
I'll say this. I've never gone to a spring social.
No. Yeah, shit. I've never gone to a spring social. What
are you talking about? Like, wow, that wouldn't even come into my mind. She's not going to the dance anymore.
They wanted to have a dance in... Like, they had a dance in, like, summer, or not summer, like a winter dance.
Yeah.
Like, it was, like, my senior year or something like that. And I was like, I don't want to fucking go. And I went to wrestling.
Well,
I went to ECW because I was like, because it was, you know, all my friends were like, yo, dance, go to a dance, get a date. You know, because that's a thing. I mean, look, that's a thing you would do. I mean, it's one of those things where you watch it in movies and you see it and you go, sometimes I would be like, oh, I never had that kind of shit. But we did. I just didn't want to do it.
Well, I feel like in my high school, we only had two dances.
Yeah.
Homecoming and prom. That's it.
Yeah.
That's no usually... spring socials, no Sadie Hawkins, no winter formals, none of that shit. Homecoming and prom. Well, we did, and that's it.
And we had that too, but then the one year we tried to have like a spring thing or like winter thing.
No, we didn't
do
anything.
And then I was like, I want to go see ECW.
Yeah, so we didn't do any of that. It was just like, you can go to homecoming and you can go to prom when you're a fucking senior.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the only thing.
Did you have a junior prom?
There was a junior prom. I didn't go to it.
Yeah, I did junior.
Not a surprise.
I had to do junior and went. It's one of those things where you don't really have options for me, at least in high school, because everybody's doing it. So why would you not go?
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't go to home. I went to homecoming 1 year.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I went to homecoming twice.
Yeah.
My freshman year, I went to homecoming, and I went my senior year, and I did not go to, and then I went to prom, and that's it.
Yeah.
I didn't go to anything else.
Yeah.
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 That's it.
Dancers.
And I had to beg my boyfriend at the time to take me to prom.
Yeah.
He didn't want to. And I was like, it's my fucking senior prom you're taking me.
Yeah, at least go to this.
Yeah, come on. It's my fucking senior prom. Yeah. Take me to prom. He didn't want to go. And then my friend threatened him, and then he took me to prom.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah, it was nice.
So we go, now we jump to the New Warriors, and they're in their...
They live in
Batcave.
They live in an abandoned warehouse.
Yeah, it's basically
down by the Brooklyn Bridge.
Basically,
which now you would probably have to pay about $3,000 a month just to live in like a storage closet.
Yeah,
yeah.
But here's the thing: this is Night Thrasher's building. Thrasher is basically, you know, Bruce Wayne.
Yeah,
you know, in this situation here. So
I believe we've read about him before.
Yeah. So basically, anything that, you know, any resources they have are basically because of him, and he basically is like, you know what, I'm gonna get this office, you know, this warehouse here in Brooklyn before it gets turned into a organic
coffee place,
coffee beanery,
yeah, pretty much,
or whatever,
slash butchery slash candle making joint,
organic candles,
yeah.
So he's there, and we're watching the New Warriors, and this is narrated by Vance or Justice, and they're he's practicing with Firestar and Night Thrasher.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's doing his thing, and I didn't realize this about him, but basically
he's 20.
Well, he's a young dude, super young dude, and so is Firestar, mm-hmm. for the record.
Well, they're fucking.
Well, yeah, they're fucking.
Yeah.
We talked about this before on the show when we'll talk about it, but they're doing this. But that's the thing about Vance Astro, is that I didn't realize this about him, but he's like a lot like a Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm.
And it never really occurred to me that Marvel had so many of those kind of guys.
They have a lot of those guys.
Like, because Quasar's like that.
Yeah. A lot of dudes who can manipulate energy into constructs.
Yeah. And that's exactly what he does. But he does it with, like, this mind energy. And he's a mutant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he does.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're fighting against him, against each other, just practicing. And at one point, he throws Night Thrasher up in the air, and Firestar goes to grab him, and she's just like, you left yourself open to attack. And she's like, oh, no, Vance has never attacked me, and he puts his fist right in her face.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I would kill you.
Here's the thing. He just says, I got you. He goes, a telekinetic punch just sent shards of your broken nose through your cerebellum. I'm afraid you're dead.
Yeah.
Which he's like, he must have just watched Last Boy Scout.
Pretty much.
You ever see that movie?
No.
That's where I think a lot of people got introduced to pushing your nose into your brain.
Gross.
Because that's how Bruce Willis does it at that point.
And then she's like, I don't feel dead, smooch. Yeah, and then they start making out. And
this is where Night Thrasher, he's like, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Night Thrasher's like, fuck you guys, dude.
Goes, if you two don't mind, this is where I get off. No pun intended. Pun intended. I'm like,
yeah, jokes.
Yeah.
And then somebody's here to see them.
Yeah.
Cord tells them that. So they're like, okay, bye. And then.
Well, this is where she's like, I'm hitting the showers.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Cause like, there's a lot of like narration boxing on, Justice's part. And he's like, we've been attached to each other like Velcro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what a sound that must make. Pull you two apart.
Don't rip us apart. We're just making noises.
Yeah, gross. So she's like, and later we're going to rent a video. Mm-hmm. So they're going to basically Netflix and chill before there was Netflix.
Yeah.
They're going to Netflix and chill.
We're going to Blockbuster and chill.
we're going to.
Or if you're in Buffalo, Video Factory.
We're going to, how would you call it? Rent a movie and recline? I don't know.
It's Blockbuster and relax.
Yeah, something like that.
It's Blockbuster and unwind.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to make some popcorn.
Well, she says, because she lives with her dad.
Right, and her dad's sick or something. He has to go to the hospital. So she's going to like take him for some tests or something.
Maybe popcorn in a video, and then when dad goes to sleep, I'll show you a real workout. It's like, whoa.
Ew.
Yeah, whoa. She says, like, We're going to fuck.
And it is going to be a hard fuck.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be a sweaty, hard, just maybe knocking things over fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
So after
we finish watching Encino Man. I'm trying to think of a movie that they can rent.
Yeah.
Definitely Encino Man. They're definitely renting Encino Man, and they're fucking.
Sure, why not? I don't know when Encino Man came out.
In the 92.
Okay.
So, but they're catching up to it, because it's already been on video.
Sure. It used to take a long time for things to come to video.
Or maybe, was it 93? So maybe, what came out in
They
90?
Could be renting some Ghostbusters.
Ooh, Jurassic Park.
Oh, well, they could be renting Ghostbusters. Like an old one. Because shit used to take forever to come to video.
Yeah.
Now it's just like instant. It's just like Justice League came out, and like 3 days later, you get the DVD.
Ghostbusters 2 and Screw. That's what we're doing.
So he goes upstairs.
Well, like no pleasure. He's just like, whatevs.
He's like, you guys suck. Because he's been having some lady troubles.
Yeah.
So he goes upstairs where he finds this lady and a priest. Yeah, and she's like, hey, I work for some organization that helps find missing children. This girl is dead. And here's the newspaper with a picture of that girl who fell off the roof. But her dad's super, like, important and shit. So we want to find out what happened. Because we think a street gang killed her.
Yeah.
Right? So we're in Manhattan.
Your dad is Bruce Wayne.
Basically. We're in Manhattan. I do like this little street that we're on because Justice just sort of like floats on down to this like random street in New York.
Yeah.
Where there's a reader or advisor, so I'm a psychic.
Uh-huh.
And on the window, you can see that it says $2 palm, $5 face.
Ooh, a face reading?
Like, what is that? How do you do a face reading?
You should have stopped in to get a face reading.
I want to see what a face reading is.
What if you just was like, you know what? This investigation should wait. I'm getting my face read.
I've never seen that before. I got to get a face reading.
To our psychic friends out there.
There are so many.
I know a few psychics.
You know a few. Oh, well, you do know a few psychics.
I got to hold on some psychics.
I know no psychics.
I am friends with some psychics. I should ask them if they do face readings.
Ask them what a face reading is. Yeah. I've always wanted to have a psychic. Like, you know, they're all over LA. They've got readings and tarot card readings.
If I really want to arrange this.
You could just, like, literally, I could set up a shingle outside and just be like, I'm a fucking tarot card reader.
Go on the boardwalk.
And, yeah, and people will pay money to get their tarot read. They're all over LA. They're just, like, in random people's houses.
Yeah. There's one that I used to pass by.
Was it in the valley that was, like, glowing purple? It's like bright, bright purple, and it's like on Magnolia. Well,
maybe that, but there's another one that I used to pass by over in Hollywood. It was just like,
is it yellow?
No,
because they always use neon signs.
It was by the Improv, but it was like a house, and I'm like, man, how do you make this kind of money to live over here?
Well, they could have lived there for a long time.
That's true.
Because it might be some old lady.
That's true.
Who's been doing this since the 80s.
Oh, man. Hollywood psychic.
They're all over the place. Because there is one, I feel like, in Hollywood. Or not Hollywood, but in the Valley that we used to drive by all the time. And it's like this white storefront.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
It's got a white storefront.
That sort of became a comic book store, didn't it?
I thought it was still there.
Remember I saw that new comic book store down there?
Oh, maybe it's gone. Because it used to be a white storefront. It used to have white, because you could see the white chairs. Uh-huh. Like, wing back chairs, like big ass white chairs in the window, and then a huge purple neon sign that was like tarot.
Okay.
So there was that one, but there was another one we used to drive by, and I feel like it's down here somewhere. I don't remember exactly where, and it was yellow.
Okay.
It was like psychic. But they're all over the place.
I'm trying to think, because I know a few, because I used to produce a show for Susan Pinsky, who is Dr. Drew's wife, and she's into psychics, and she
would bring psychics in.
The one psychic, cool chick, Colby, mm-hmm. Psychic Rebel Colby, she used to be a female wrestler.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she used to be a female wrestler in an iteration of a woman's promotion in the early 90s.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if she does face readings, but...
You gotta figure out what a face reading is.
I know, I'm really...
Maybe they look and they're like, oh, your nose tells me.
Well, because they probably do like the creases in your face.
I don't know. Because I know they do the creases in your palm.
And I know I could look this up on YouTube, but I don't want to.
Yeah, no. I don't even know if it's... I just like the idea.
Somebody tell me.
Face reading.
Yeah. So he goes into an arcade, because that's where the kids are hanging out in 93.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, hey, where the fuck is the Yancey Street gang?
And everybody... by the way, these kids do not look like kids. These look like grown men.
They look like grown scummy men.
Yeah, like these aren't kids. These are like, you know, 40-year-old dudes just like hanging around.
Yeah.
And of course, there's this one kid, and this is where you get like the weird spelling of like this guy talking.
Yeah, here, let's reread it. Like, even if we knew where Day was, we'd tell some daddy killing geek in white ballerina capes and a fucking or white ballerina tights and a fucking cape.
Yeah.
And then
Justice pulls the kid's pants down with his mind, and he's wearing Mickey Mouse boxers.
That's the worst indignation you can ever have happen to you.
Really?
If somebody pulled your pants down in front of an arcade, and everybody's like, ha ha.
Yeah, and he's like, oh man, I'll show everybody how small you really are underneath those boxers if you don't tell
me. Yeah, this is
harassment. Like, dude, what are you doing? Like, this is weird.
Don't use your powers for that.
Yeah, don't show this. Keep that dude's dick in his pants. He's like, go to this soda shop.
He pulls out the pants and then he threatens to show all of his friends his dick if he doesn't.
If he doesn't tell. I'm like, dude, that's not right. Like, and he's like, oh, just go to the soda shop, Kirby's Soda Shop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are there still soda shops in 93?
Soda shops.
Are there soda shops?
I mean, they're probably something else at this point. You know, they're probably coffee shops at this point, but they call it soda shops.
Why would you call it a soda shop?
I don't know.
There's no such thing. This isn't 1952.
That's what I understand.
This is where I get to the point where I'm like, you're an adult writing.
You figure, okay, here's what I figured. It's like he would go somewhere in like... Where else would he go? I would just tell him to go to another arcade.
Yeah.
Because it just tells him to go to another arcade.
Or a mall. They're at the mall.
Well,
it's 1992.
We're in Yancey Street, so there's like limited real estate. There's no Yancey Street mall.
That's true. Maybe they're in Jersey.
This is downtown. It's in New York.
I know, but maybe they went to Jersey to go to the mall.
Oh, yeah. They went to Short Hills, guys.
They went out to Staten Island. I'm assuming there's a mall.
Yo, they went to, yo, check Nordstrom Rack.
But I mean, like, the movie theater.
Oh, yeah, movie theater.
They could have been in a movie theater.
Check out the
I don't know where kids could play.
Where did kids hang out in 93?
Central Park.
We hung out on the mall.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Central Park, maybe.
No, they can't afford to go up there. They're street toughs. They can only hang out on the street.
You can't walk to Central Park?
No.
Yes, you can.
I know you could, but these kids ain't doing that.
Why not?
Well, look at them. They're playing baseball in a garbage dump. I mean, do you think they're like, oh, you know, let's go to the park. Let's go walk up.
They got nothing else to do.
I don't know.
I've walked all the way up to Central Park before from fucking Lower East Side.
Well, I know it's possible.
It is definitely possible. I have done it.
But in 93, and if you're part of the Yankee
Street Gang. It's a haul, though. In fairness, it's not like walking across Boston, which you can do in like 2 hours. Like, if you're going to walk through New York, it's going to take you some time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to dedicate to that. So as this is all happening, there's some kid here with a gigantic 90s ponytail that apparently his name is Rhythm Ruiz.
Yeah,
they have names.
Like, what does he call him? He calls him like the...
Rhythm Ruiz.
No. He calls him the Mad Drummer.
Yeah. So basically he has it where he can go out and start drumming on a thing, and that is the signal that stuff is afoot.
Yeah.
With the Yancey Street Gang. And so we got the kids
playing literal stickball.
Yeah, kids playing literal stickball.
This kid literally has a stick, and they're just like playing baseball in a garbage dump.
And you got this girl. This is a girl, by the way.
Oh, okay, girl.
This girl here, Two-Fisted Tommy.
Okay.
You know, and they have to do it all the time where they're like, hey, I'm Two-Fisted Tommy. You can't mess with me, guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
Then you get this...
there's like a dude at...
You got this black dude with like a Dwayne Wayne haircut.
I felt like he was like a tech guy.
He's a tech guy. Well, yeah, because he's stealing a plug.
Yeah, he's stealing some stuff so he can do some tech shit, but we never see him again, so it doesn't matter. Or we do see him a little bit.
Yeah, and his name is Dictionary Dawson.
Sure, whatever.
Some of these names, I'm just...
Again.
So he goes to Kirby's, goes outside to Kirby's, and apparently you can also get sandwiches there. So maybe it's a sandwich shop.
okay.
She says, home with the King Club.
Sure.
Jack the King Kirby.
Uh-huh.
Established 1961.
Uh-huh.
Overtaken by Stanley. You get the... Why don't you get to Stanley Nachos?
I'll just take all this over here for safekeeping. Yeah. the Stanley cameo in Black Panther, guys.
Why don't you get the Ditko dump cake?
There's a line that he says, basically. He's like, I'll just keep all this over here.
Yeah.
I see you're not using this. I'll keep it over here for safekeeping. And like Sean turns to me and he's like, yeah, that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. I was like, Jack Kirby. Or whatever.
I mean. Yeah, something like that. But it was like, yeah, it's exactly what he's done.
It's kind
he's
of like,
I'll just take all your ideas over this one.
I think of all the Stan Lee's cameos, it is the most self-aware.
I don't think he understood what they were
that
saying.
That he didn't. Yeah, he didn't get it.
He didn't get it. But whoever wrote it got it.
Yeah. Somebody knew.
Somebody got it.
And Stanley was like, I'll read that.
Stanley's like, how much are you paying me? I'll read whatever you want.
Oh, he doesn't care. Yeah, as long as they could trot him out there for a minute, you know, he doesn't.
You think they do like a Hannibal Lecter with him? They just like prop him up on like a fucking dolly and
I really want to hope so. Him. Well, we did see him being transported.
Well, I did see him walking through a convention and he was quite spry for a man his age. But this was like 2 years ago, so...
You think they finally committed him to a box, like a special case, actually it'd be great. Actually, I would really love it if he came in like an Adam Warlock cocoon type device, yeah. And they just showed up as like Stanley. Hey, how's it going?
They
everybody?
Really just should like wheel him around at this point.
They should.
Don't make a 90-year-old man 93.
He's gonna live forever. He's going to live forever. He's going to be...
I mean, he has looked 93 since he was like 30.
So. Yeah, he's always looked 93, but I think there's something going on in science that has created him to live as long as he has and look the way he has for as long as he has.
He's looked this way for a while. He has a couple more wrinkles here and there, but he's looked old for a very long time.
Yeah. So Justice is outside. He gets ambushed by some guys in this gang. And they're just like, he's just like, hey.
They dump garbage on his
they
head.
They literally dump garbage on him.
Which, because they're kids.
Because it's kids.
Which is actually funny.
It's funny, but also, I mean, I've never seen that in a fight. Like, an actual fight. Like, I never in real life has that ever happened? Where somebody's like, oh, we're gonna take this guy out. Let's dump some garbage. Like, it's fucking Home Alone.
I've never seen anybody dump garbage on another human being, but I'm certain it's happened. So that kind of pisses Justice off. Then he grabs everybody with his little constructs, and he's like, you're going to tell me what you know. And they're like,
we're not going to show everybody your dick.
Yeah. He's like, we're not going to tell you anything. He's like, nope, you're going to tell me everything. But then the thing in his weird mask shows up.
Yeah.
Also wearing pants. And a trench coat.
Yeah, he's actually very what
he's very very dressed. So why is the thing wearing a mask?
He's wearing a mask because basically there was some incident with the Human Torch that he caused a bunch of big kerfluffle at some point, and a team involving Doctor Strange and Spider-Man and Wolverine, I think the Punisher, they were collected by Doctor Strange. Strange, I guess. I don't know exactly what happened, but they went after Human Torch, and obviously the Fantastic Four had something to say about it, and there was a fight, and Wolverine tried to take out Invisible Woman, and Ben Grimm was like, no.
Mm-hmm.
And so Wolverine slashed him in the face.
So he wears a mask?
So, and yeah, he disfigured him in a way, basically.
How could the thing be disfigured? He is a giant rock monster.
Well, apparently, this is the thing, and what people forget, and it actually kind of makes sense, is that the rock hide on the thing, that's his skin.
Yeah, I know.
Like, that's his actual skin.
Yeah.
So, if something is happening to his skin, you know, which I'm surprised it's never happened before, you know, where a villain has used, like, adamantium or vibranium to try to harm him, like, actually, like, you know, I mean, because you could drop stuff on the thing, but, you know, he's super strong and super resilient. But in this case, you know, Wolverine, you know, he's got the adamantium claws.
Sure.
Slashes at Ben Grimm.
So he just has, like, claw marks on his face.
He has claw marks on his face. You can see some pink meat underneath, you know. He's got, you know, pretty bad scarring, you know, because it's, like, right underneath his eye and stuff. And he apparently felt very self-conscious about it. So he's wearing this mask that could be best described as, I would say it. It's like, he looks like,
he looks like the Question, but wearing a silver mask.
But, or, yeah, that,
a very big Question.
or he looks like the Persuader.
Okay.
From, the Legion.
Sure.
Legion villains. So, yeah, he looks like that, and he's, you know, here, and he's, you know, him, and he's got this relationship with Vance, you know, mm-hmm. which we've read before on the show,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, he and, the future Vance creeped on young Vance.
That's right. I remember this.
So
he's here, and he's like, hey, I grew up on this street. I want you to leave these stupid kids alone.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, Ben, whatever. He's like, I'm a different, because they're like, you went to jail. He's like, no, I'm different now. He's like, well, you know, give these kids the chance to be different too, or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, let me take them in.
Yeah.
For questioning. He's like, fine.
Well, people actually think that these kids killed this girl.
Right.
And I don't really, I mean, granted, we're not seeing this investigation, but it just feels like a lot of,
hearsay. Yeah. I feel like it's hearsay. And I think if the police pulled up and saw that there was like crumbling stuff, because like the whole side where she was holding on crumbled and she fell.
Well, they found her.
Yeah. So wouldn't it be just like, well, I mean, it kind of looks like either she fell off the roof. Maybe this was an accident. I don't understand why we're going right to let's blame these
kids. Literally the bugle he's holding up, like, because
this gang killed these kids.
So yeah, because literally he comes, you know, so Justice goes after this girl's father.
Yeah. Because the kids were like, why don't you ask her dad why she ran away?
Yeah. He's like, well, why don't you go
talk? She's a rich girl.
Yeah. Go ask this kid. You know, this is like a, Law and Order episode.
Yeah, it is.
This is like SVU.
It really is.
It literally is. And so he goes in and he just barges his way into this appointment, to this office. This guy, this father, for some reason, the first picture we see of him,
he's very disco.
He's standing behind like a light, a window in front of a window.
He looks like Dazzler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's standing in front of a window, but the wind, you know, the light refracting through it looks like Dazzler's behind him.
Yeah, it does. Like it's weird. It's things. Not just like a beam of light. Like it's like circles and like different colors.
It's a very weird way to introduce a character.
It's a strange drawing. It really is weird. For just a light coming through a window, it's a weird drawing.
So he's a self-made millionaire. Anderson golfing.
Sure, whatever.
Golfing.
And he's like, I'm here to, and he looks like a bunny here.
He does have a nose.
He's weird.
Yeah, just like that, the bugle just says, gang murders girl. And of course, that's by the end of the episode, they're exonerated. And it's like, you know, maybe you should just print stuff like that.
Yeah. Hey, how about we don't print that?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, should I call security? They're like, it's not going to help. So Justice talks to this guy where he's got all these plants in his office for some reason.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he has like a arboretum in his office.
He really does. He's like, man, I love...
Is this poison ivy?
Yes. And I don't exactly remember what happened.
Or maybe he's growing a lot of weed.
Yeah, he's growing
a lot of weed. I love he's just like, hang on, let me turn my weed.
Yeah. I don't exactly remember what they talk about here.
Well, basically, he's like, look, I need to find out what happened with your daughter. And he's like, you never reported her missing. And he's like, well.
Oh, and she's been missing for like 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, she was missing for a while. And he's like, why didn't you bring the police in? He's like, well, I didn't want to deal with those matters because she's a troublesome girl. And blah, blah, blah. And also, you killed your father, Vance. So, you know, fuck you. And that's a thing a lot of people do in this book, by the way.
Mention the fact that he murdered his own father.
Because his father. So the background about that, and I think I think
we talked about it, but I don't
know. We probably maybe did when it came up initially in the New Wars. Basically, and it always confuses me because him and I feel like he's over 18 or
he's 20.
He's 20. And I think Firestar is around that age. So they're all really young.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at some point his father.
He was the one in the wrestling ring.
Yeah.
In that episode, in that comic book, because his father was like beating the shit out of him or something.
Right, right.
Right.
Oh, that's right. We
have talked about this before.
We've had a lot of Vance Astro.
We really have. Yeah, because then there's that weird one where it's like old Vans and young Vans.
Yeah, there's that two-in-one.
But there was the one where it was like the thing was a wrestler and Vance Astro was there because his dad was like a weird abusive guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so his father, so eventually, you know, his father. Vance lashed out at his father.
Because wasn't he beating his mom, too?
I don't know if he was beating his mom, but I guess he was beating him.
Yeah, so it was just kind of one of those, like, he struck back and then
he struck back using his powers, and it was negligent homicide, so he went to jail.
Sure.
And so everybody, and then he got out, and it was this big trial, apparently it was this big trial, and it was all over the news, and people just recognize him. Like, they go, hey, you killed your dad. Like, that's how they...
Hey, dude, you killed your dad.
That's literally how it feels like anytime somebody sees him. It's like...
Do you think people do that to OJ? Do you think they walk up and go, hey, OJ, you killed your wife.
Hey, wife killer.
What's up, OJ?
He's like, oh, OJ, juice. Juice hurts. Thank God. Weird wife. Rock all that.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, he's out now. Maybe he's getting a lot of those.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like a Lego game where
like people walk by Casey Anthony and they're like, "You killed your daughter."
Yeah. That's what everybody's doing here, though, in this book.
Hey, pretty much.
Because they walk in, just like, "Hey, dad killer.
What up, dad killer?
Hey, don't kill my dad. Don't patricide me. You know.
Quick, take this selfie with me. Pretend to kill me.
Hey, you keep pretending. Hey, you want to take this picture of my dad? Pretend to kill him and be like, "Yo, my dad. You want to kill my dad? No."
And I'm just giving you a thumbs up in the background. I mean, that's basically what this book is.
I know this is dark, but Jesus Christ, this is
what
they do.
That's what they're doing to this
literally,
guy.
Literally every minute, it's like, by the way, he killed his dad. I mean, and it's funny, too. I was reading in the Marvel Wiki about Vance Astro, Astro Vic.
Yes.
He's had a very developed life. They point that out, that he's basically, like, grown up in the book, and he's had, like, this very developed life in terms of the comics. Which is kind of, like... rare when you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see that very often. But, or maybe you do. But yeah, so anyways, this guy's tending to his pot, and Vance Astro's like, "Hey, how come you didn't figure out what's going on with your daughter?"
He's like, "Fuck her. I don't care."
He's like, "I don't care about my daughter." He's like, "You sent anyone to retrieve her?" And he's like, "Look, my wife passed away. I've had my problems with my daughter. She did drugs. I didn't want to mess around because I'm rich. You know, I don't want people checking it out." And he's like, "Well, maybe your daughter's death will require some digging." You know,
this is so. Here's this weird part where there's a full size shovel.
Well, he's got all these plants.
Yeah, but you would have like a small garden shovel. You wouldn't have a full size shovel for plants in pots.
We don't. I don't know. Maybe he's.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay.
You would have like there's this. If you need a shovel, you have a small one, like a handheld.
You're not gonna
have a big full size shovel, which he like throws at. Vance Astro's like, "We'll dig away."
Yeah, no, literally.
You would not have a full-size shovel to tend to potted plants.
This dude's been waiting for this moment to be like...
Oh, yeah, he's been holding this.
I hope somebody asks me to dig something because I'm going to throw a shovel at them.
He's like, "I'm holding this fucking shovel, man, so I can tell him to dig away, throw a shovel at him. It's going to be the best moment."
Fucking nailed it.
Nailed it.
And this guy was really excited to throw the shovel.
He really was. He was very excited.
Yeah.
Vance Astro, of course, catches it with his powers.
He's like, so basically, yeah, you know, he's like, "Yeah, look, why don't you go dig it? Because, you know, you killed your dad, so fuck you."
Yeah, fuck you.
by the way,
there's a great advertisement in here. This is the 90s. So there's the Bic pens. They're called the Bic Wavelengths. And I don't know if anybody else remembers this, but they were like wrapped in designs, and some of them were kind of like Native American inspired designs, or like there were a couple different ones. There were like stripes and all sorts of stuff. I had these pens.
The 90s of pens.
They were the 90s of pens, and I loved them.
I did want to point out here, speaking of references.
This is the
part. he's yelling. So he's, you know, Vance Astro. He's like, "Hey, I'm here to check on your daughter." And he's like, "Oh, I know who you are." And he's like, "How do you know?" He's like, "Well, doesn't everybody know? Your story gave that Bobbitt clipping, the Menendez boys, and Tanya Harding a run for their money." Which
I'm like, do they all happen around the same time?
Well, okay, so Tanya Harding, 94? We're here. This is 94, right?
Oh, yeah.
94. So, okay, 94. That happened in 94. I think all that's right. True.
That's fine.
Bobbitt.
Wasn't that the late 80s?
No, Bobbitt was the 90s.
Was it the early? It was the early.
No, it was around this time. But the Menendez thing is what screws me up because did they have the trial then? Or did they know that the murders, I feel like those murders happened in the mid-80s.
Well, they must have because it says, I just Wikipedia'd it, Joseph Menendez was born in 68 and the other one was born in 70. And they went on a criminal trial in 1994 for the 1989 murder of their parents.
Okay, so this guy literally, you know, Fabian I can never say his name.
Yeah.
Just grabbed a bunch of these references and was like, yeah.
Well, I mean, they were all over the fucking place.
I'm surprised he didn't throw in OJ.
Yeah, was OJ yet?
OJ was 90s.
After this, though?
No, because
because I was in high school.
Yeah, 94, 95.
Hold on, let me look.
Was it 90? It was 94 that the Bronco chase. I'm pretty positive about that, but I'm surprised he also be like, "Oh, by the way, baseball strike." But while you're looking it up, I also reminded of the time that
he was tried in June of 1994. That's when he murdured his wife. Was June of 1994?
Right.
So
allegedly murdered his wife.
Allegedly. So the jury didn't start until November of 1994. So, and,
yeah, so we're already
1995. So this, it might've been a little early. because the trial didn't start until 1995.
Oh, okay.
So this might be a little early for OJ.
Poor Justice.
Yeah.
Didn't get a chance to make an OJ reference. Hey, by the way, Juice is Loose also...
I remember that fucking chase. That was so wild.
Yeah. Also,
I was babysitting when that happened.
Also, he just turns and he's like, by the way, Kurt Cobain killed himself. You know that? Right. Dig, dig, dig. Also, Soundgarden. Here's a band. I just also reminded of the time that John Wayne Bobbitt actually appeared on an episode of Monday Night Raw.
Is this after he was in porn?
Oh, way after he was in porn.
Okay.
Way after that. If you're talking like...
What's he doing these days?
Oh, I don't know. Just having a reattached dick. Just looking at his penis and be like...
Having a reattached dick.
Yeah. So he was on Raw in like 98 because they brought him on... Because Val Venus, they had that segment. I think you may have seen this, with Val Venus was messing around with this Japanese wrestling group, and there was this girl that he was fucking because Val Venus is a wrestling porn star.
Right, right.
So he fucked everybody.
Sure.
You know, whatever. And the Japanese group was like, we're going to chop off his dick with a sword.
Okay. Oh, I think I have seen this.
They go chop, chop at your pee pee. You know,
it was horribly racist.
Horribly racist and just completely insane.
Yeah.
And so they did that. But what happened was the storyline was it didn't really happen because the next week on Raw, John Wayne Bobbitt was there and he was like, John and Val Venus, he's in the ring with Val Venus, and Val Venus is like, yo, you know how I got out of this at the last minute? John Wayne Bobbitt shut off the lights and got me and saved me, and now my penis is good. And John Wayne Bobbitt, I remember him talking on Raw, and he was very awkward. He was like, and they used this graphic of him, of like a picture of him, like it's like John Wayne Bobbitt's coming on here, and it's just like. The worst picture you can ever pick of just kind of like him, like in mid, like, you know. Okay. I just remember being that it was very awkward. And I feel like that's a thing that a lot of people don't remember, is that John Wayne Bobbitt was on Raw 4 years, 4 years after he was relevant.
Interesting.
So, yeah. So he's because apparently anytime somebody's about to get their dick chopped off,
John Wayne Bobbitt
is there to save you.
What if you deserve to get your dick chopped off?
No, justice.
Okay, I'm just checking.
He is the justice of penises.
Well,
just like
the saint of penises.
Yeah, just like Saint Penis, John Wayne Bobbitt. There you go. So yeah, basically, you know, justice is like.
Yeah, justice like jams the shovel in the table.
Like, yeah, really jammed that shovel.
Yeah, he really did. And he was like, oh, I'm going
to
figure this out.
Can you imagine doing that to like any table?
No.
I can't jump a shovel to this table.
No, of course not. And this is an IKEA table.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, you know, well, I'm going to figure this out.
So well, this guy's a quick note here. He goes, hey, contact R&D. Find out what the status is of Project 90210. And I'm like, what? Are you activating robots Ian Ziering?
Yes, he is activating the 30-year-olds who must play teenagers on a TV show.
Get me the cyborg Luke Perry to take on. Actually, if the next episode, if this series somehow involved a cyborg Luke Perry.
Actually, that'd be great.
I would be very I
would love a cyborg Luke Perry. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So then we're outside of the police station. The thing is there. The kids have basically told them what they know. They've been exonerated.
Yeah. So now what I certainly hope is that J. Jonah Jameson is making sure that there's a retraction printed that right? They say, you know, the Yankee Street Gang does not kill girls.
Yeah. Let's not fucking Fox News this shit. Actually retract shit that's not true.
It's really, yeah.
So, and then Justice shows up to be like, hey, Thing, you know, whatever, you really helped those kids.
There's a lot of jabbing here.
I don't understand this drawing.
Well, he's looking into,
is this
his face, his mask.
Oh, is this a reflection?
Yeah, because he's got a metal mask.
Why is he standing like this? Because he's flying away. I thought he was still leaning.
He's flying down. No, he's flying off of the railing.
Oh.
And he's kind of like I thought with was, arms wide open.
Because he's like leaning against a building over
here. Yeah, he's
here.
Over here. And then he's...
So I thought he was still leaning. And then I'm like, why is this like little tiny Justice like right in front of his face? And it didn't make sense. Okay.
Yeah. And so basically,
there's a comic book store that they're standing in front of.
Yeah. Happy Joe's.
Comics.
I wonder if that's a real one.
Sure.
And basically, he's like, look, you know, these kids deserve a chance. Yeah. So Vance Astro's like, well, look, there's going to be a lot of issues with this because this guy doesn't really seem to care about his daughter. I need to try to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to regain something I've lost, it's just something I need to do for myself.
Maybe you can help me.
I need to find that trust in others again.
Yeah.
Because Vance has had a rough go.
Yeah.
So, and Ben's a good friend of his. So mm-hmm. Ben's like, look, you'll be all right, mm-hmm. And then he's walking away and the Yancey Street gang put stickers on him like, hey, thanks.
Yeah. Instead of kick me signs, it says, hey, thanks.
Thank me. Look at this picture of Stan Lee. He actually looks kind of young here.
No, he does. I mean, he looks the same. He just has darker hair.
That's true.
So then he goes to the woman who came in earlier with the priest.
Yeah.
He goes to her office where she takes care of kids and he's like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in to do this. So what can you tell me about this? And she hands him a picture of the woman who works at the dad's office.
Yeah. Who she tried, but now mind you, she tried to stop him, Vance, when he came in earlier.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, we need to focus on this chick here.
Yeah.
Because there's more than meets the eye. And as we did see her, we didn't point this out earlier.
She has like, red eyes.
She's got like red, she's like a replicant or something.
Yeah, she's
like
glowing.
She's like, oh, okay, I'm evil.
Yeah.
So apparently she's a cyborg. She's a cyborg Brenda Walsh or whatever it
is. Yeah.
Because, Project 90210.
Do you think once we create lifelike enough robots that we're just going to, reboot all of the shows?
I think so. I think it's the best use for them.
And here it is with the original, in quotes, well, cast.
Even if they're still alive.
Yeah.
Even if Ian Ziering's still alive. Ian Ziering.
We're making young Ian Ziering so he can continue to be whoever the fuck he played on that show.
Steve Sanders
for the rest of eternity.
Yes.
And then you just turn them off when you're done with them. So you don't have to worry about them, getting drunk or causing backstage drama like fucking Shannon Doherty or any of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
They never get old. You just put them in a closet. You take them out
until Skynet activates and then they kill us all.
Right.
And then we're all killed by Ian Ziering.
Yes. But thankfully, Vance Astro will be there to save us. Or no, he won't.
No.
Because this is not the Marvel Universe. This is real life.
Unfortunately, yes.
This is real fucking life.
This is real life.
Yeah. So, but that's it for this issue. And so in the next issue, check this out. The wedding of Justice and Firestar. Nuff said.
Wait, they're getting married?
I don't know. She did promise him a hard workout. Maybe they're gonna stuff wedding invitations.
This is so hard. Just keep stuffing those. We need those response cards.
I thought after we finished watching Last Action Hero, we could we were gonna have sex. But now I'm just stuffing these envelopes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So eventually they. Well, here's the thing. Eventually they are engaged. They get engaged.
Yeah, but I was gonna say I didn't. Realized it didn't seem that they were engaged or whatever at the very beginning of this.
No, well, I don't know. I guess what the story is.
It just sounded like some good old fun.
Yeah. No, I was expecting just simple fun.
You're dating and maybe your boyfriend and girlfriend, but you aren't serious yet.
No, you're going to finish watching Rambo 3.
Yeah.
And then
you're going to go grab a burger at the soda shop.
Sody shop, yeah. Go grab the King sandwich.
Get the King Club or whatever it's called. And keep having some fun. But you guys are not even near serious yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea that there's a wedding, that's dumb.
Yeah. I wonder what's going on there.
No.
But eventually they do.
But you have all the rest of these, don't you?
No, I only have the last one and this one.
Oh, okay.
So I have to find the rest. But eventually they do get together as a couple. But then she proposes to him. It's one of those deals.
Okay.
She proposes to him. They get married, they're about to get married, and then she realizes she's too young to get married.
Yeah.
And then he leaves.
20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He leaves, and then, then Firestar gets cancer, but she gets better.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because you have that Marvel Divas.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one where she's like, I definitely have breast cancer.
Yeah, definitely have cancer.
She gets better.
She touches somebody's nose. Like in
she
the
passes
room.
It on.
Yeah, she passes it on, like in the room.
Yeah, no, she Firestar gets rid of her breast cancer because her friends in that book, so Black Cat, Hellcat, and Captain Marvel,
mm-hmm.
Or Spectrum, or whatever, you know, Monica. Well, Hellcat in particular makes a deal with Damien Hellstrom, her ex-husband, she makes a deal that in order to cure Firestar, she will spend a night in hell.
Just one?
Yeah.
Just one night?
Just one night.
All right.
It can't be too bad, is it?
I mean, I'm just...
If you just hide in the corner and just kind of...
I mean, it's just one night. I mean, fans on you. Like, is it a legitimate actual night, or is it like we can stretch this night for eternity? Like,
it's like a sleepover.
If it's like a legitimate...
sleepover.
Like, it's only going to be 8 hours. Yeah, you can probably make it. I mean, like, Persephone got dragged to the underworld, and she had to stay there half the year.
Hell, Marvel presents Hell's Sleepover.
And it's just Hellstrom wearing like a cute little frilly outfit, like hitting somebody with a pillow.
Oh man, hitting for a pillow full of fire.
I would read that. I would love that, actually.
Fire pillow fight. Oh, let's make each other up to look like Satan.
I mean, Lois Lane went to that planet.
She sure did.
She was all right.
She went to the planet full of Satans.
She sure did.
Stupid.
She went to the Satan planet.
Yeah.
She was all right.
Yeah, she did fine. Yeah, I mean, if Lois Lane could do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should find all those and read those. Because I want to know how... Well, it's probably not as fun as we're making it out to
be. The Divas one?
Yeah, but maybe...
No, I remember we read the Marvel's Diva. We were like, we're not going to do
We didn't do
this.
It for the book.
We're,
the show.
We know, because we read it and went, oh, no.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Well, you know, remember when I was sick?
Well, yeah.
That always kind of freaks me out. You didn't talk to anybody about going to hell, did you?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not approach anybody and make any deals.
No.
I just sort of kept my head down and we kept doing what we were doing.
Yeah, hopefully not years from now. It's like, hey, Jen, Sean's got to live with this part of the deal. He's got to go have a sleepover in hell. Why are you doing it now?
Yeah, I know. I was like, you should have done it earlier. Like,
just get it over with, you know? Yeah. I come back. I got shit to do.
Right? We have things
I have
to
podcasts
do.
To produce. Hell doesn't care about podcasts.
Oh, I think hell definitely cares about podcasts.
You think I could take my stuff down to hell and interview Satan?
I mean, maybe. Podcast? Yeah, hopefully these won't melt, but you can try.
Oh, they would melt. It'd just be like, can we get like air-conditioned room?
Yeah, soundproof. Can we maybe block out the screams of the damned just for a couple minutes so we can
this
have
is not
interview?
Hell, voices of the damned soundproof room.
Right, we need to find a soundproof room. I mean, Futurama Robot Devil seems to be doing quite well.
Yeah.
People visit him all the time.
This is so hacky.
It's ridiculous.
I love it. So anyways, they're getting married next issue.
Sure,
would you read the next issue?
Whatever. No.
No?
I don't know. Justice, I don't know if I like him very much. He's kind of just here.
It's true.
I mean, and they even say something like that in the book, where he's not a very active character. He just sort of goes along with everything.
Yeah.
And they actually say it. And I'm going to look for it, because he's just like, I'm just doing this thing. I feel like I'm getting pulled from thing to thing. Where is it? Is this his? Oh, yeah. This is where he, after he finds out where the kids are, he's like, so I go. So much that's happened to me in my life. I just go along with someone else's flow. I'm like, is that really something you want your character to do?
Yeah.
Like, he should be active, right?
I mean, he does make the choice to follow through with this thing, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess. Meh.
You think, I don't know, yeah.
Meh.
Guy has a hard time being... He's had a hard go.
He has a rough life.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, that's... I'd read this. I'm going to find the rest of these.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're not as ugly as this cover is.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
It's kind of... It really is.
It's pretty bad.
How would you... Like,
that's
the
thing. I don't know why you would pick this purple font to
right.
go in front of blue and red. It's like, you can't even read it.
Like this, that's just such a support choice.
It's, yeah, it's a very, very bad graphic design choice.
Yeah. So, well, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever. And you can email us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get the show. Please rate us 5 stars or give us the best rating you can possible. That's how people discover the show. We would love to hear from some reviews, and we can maybe at some point we'll get enough correspondence. We can put some stuff together and talk about it. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.